Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by thanking you for your ongoing efforts to bring this body to a consensus agreement on this year's program of work. My delegation also appreciates the President's initiative to hold thematic debates. While we would, of course, have preferred to engage in substantive, more in-depth discussions within the subsidiary bodies. President, while advancing each agenda item is a shared responsibility of all states, the leading role of nuclear weapon states is undeniably of particular importance when it comes to nuclear issues. They're called upon to actively engage in nuclear risk reductions while ensuring transparency and confidence-building measures pending general and complete nuclear disarmament. In this connection, and first and foremost, we join others in urging the M5 or P5 to engage in bilateral and multilateral dialogues in an expedited manner, which apparently is ever more pertinent in light of the current global security landscape. Second, we call on all nuclear weapons states to heed the unified call of the international community, not to reverse the trend of nuclear arms reductions. We are therefore cannot but remain gravely concerned by reports calling out projection of expansions of nuclear capabilities. Third, transparency is indispensable, not only in terms of nuclear doctrines, but also capabilities. This is not only a meaningful nuclear risk reduction stepping stone, as advocated by the Stockholm Initiative, but also provides the basic data on which to build on concrete nuclear disarmament and arms control arrangements. We therefore welcome the nuclear transparency measures taken by some nuclear weapon states and urge all others to follow suit. Fourth, my delegation considers making progress on long overdue issues imperative, including, of course, the commencement of negotiation of the fissile material cutoff treaty. We point out once again that inaction by some states is diminishing the security of other states. This inaction is not cost-free. The entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty also remains long overdue, yet still essential. Pending their entries into force, we call on all states that have not yet done so to declare and uphold moratoria on nuclear testing, as well as on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. President, we need to continue various efforts to make meaningful progress, however small, and therefore reiterate our call for ensuring continuity in the CD's program of work so that we can focus on advancing substantive discussions under all agenda items of the conference. Progress is long overdue, and I thank you, Mr. President.